This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden. A growing scandal in Europe over child sexual abuse by priests now extends to the Vatican and to Pope Benedict XVI. Yesterday, the Pope's former archdiocese in Germany acknowledged that while he was archbishop, a priest who was suspected of abusing children was transferred to another job where he committed more abuses. The German archdiocese said the decision to transfer the priest was made by a subordinate. But the case raises questions about the Pope's handling of abuse claims when he was archbishop and later when he led the Vatican's investigations into such abuse. Peter Wenzierski is a reporter for the German news magazine Der Spiegel. He's covering the story and he joins us on the line from Berlin. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Peter, this case dates to 1980 when Pope Benedict was the Archbishop of Munich. What was his role in the case?
Well, in 1980, he has agreed on the secret transfer of a priest within the church who shortly before has abused an 11-year-old boy. And this priest worked again with children, and some years later, he had a relapse and abused children again.
Hmm.
When he had a relapse on 85-86, he was condemned to prison. But after this, the Diocese of Munich let him work again with children, until today.
Now, yesterday, a subordinate took responsibility for this decision to reassign the priest. Do we know if the archbishop then, as you said, Joseph Ratzinger, now Pope Benedict, was aware of the decision?
He was responsible for the decision to take this priest and let him work in Munich. He says he didn't know it. The Bishop of Munich said yesterday, I had the full responsibility and not Mr. Ratzinger. But it's unbelievable because the chief has been Ratzinger at this time. And there's a document that shows he was involved in this transfer.
How does this case fit into the larger scandal over sex abuse by clergy in the German Catholic Church?
Well, this is the most shocking news at the moment, but it started 2 months ago. Five victims of a Catholic boarding school come out and say, we are victims of sexual abuse. And yesterday I count the actual situation. More than 600 victims have come out in all over Germany in Catholic schools of dioceses, and they come out with their stories of sexual abuse. The situation is like it was in the USA, like it was in Ireland. That is the dimension of the scandal now.
And there have been some allegations of abuse at a boys' choir once led by the Pope's brother, I understand, Monsignor Ratzinger.
Even the brother of the Pope, he admitted to slap the children's faces.
Mm-hmm.
He has a violent temper, and he has been for more than 30 years there, the head of the choir. And there has been sexual abuse of this choir. And Georg Ratzinger, he admitted that some pupils have spoken over these things, but he doesn't take care of them. So the brother of the Pope and the Pope himself now are in the middle of the scandal.
Has there been any official reaction from the Vatican today?
There's been no reaction from the Vatican, and there's been no reaction from the Pope himself. Yesterday, after the meeting with the head of the German Catholics, there was a big disappointment within the Catholics in Germany. There was public opinion polls, and only 10% of the people in Germany trust the Catholic Church at the moment.
Peter Wenzierski is a reporter for Der Spiegel magazine. He joined us on the line from Berlin. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, too.